The Courage to be Disliked, written by Ichiro Kishimi and Fumitake Koga, and read by Adrian Mulroney. The young man entered the study and sat slouched in a chair. Why was he so determined to reject the philosopher's theories? His reasons were abundantly clear. He lacked self-confidence, and ever since childhood, this had been compounded by deep-seated feelings of inferiority with regard to his personal and academic backgrounds, as well as his physical appearance. Perhaps as a result, he tended to be excessively self-conscious when people looked at him. Mostly, he seemed incapable of truly appreciating other people's happiness, and was constantly pitying himself. To him, the philosopher's claims were nothing more than the stuff of fantasy. The Unknown Third Giant. Youth. A moment ago, you used the words another philosophy, but I've heard that your speciality is in Greek philosophy.
Philosopher. Yes, Greek philosophy has been central to my life ever since I was a teenager. The great intellectual figures, Socrates, Plato, Aristotle. I am translating a work by Plato at the moment, and I expect to spend the rest of my life studying classical Greek thought.
Youth.
Well then, what is this other philosophy?
Philosopher.
It is a completely new school of psychology that was established by the Austrian psychiatrist Alfred Adler at the beginning of the 20th century. In this country, it is generally referred to as Adlerian psychology.
Youth.
I never would have imagined that a specialist in Greek philosophy would be interested in psychology.
Philosopher.
I'm not very familiar with paths taken by other schools of psychology. However, I think it is fair to say that Adlerian psychology is clearly in line with Greek philosophy, and that it is a proper field of study.
Youth.
I have a passing knowledge of the psychology of Freud and Jung. A fascinating field.
Philosopher.
Yes, Freud and Jung are both renowned, even here. Adler was one of the original core members of the Vienna Psychoanalytic Society, which was led by Freud. His ideas were counter to Freud's, and he split from the group and proposed an individual psychology based on his own original theories.
Individual psychology? Another odd term. So Adler was a disciple of Freud's?
No, he was not. That misconception is common. We must dispel it. For one thing, Adler and Freud were relatively close in age, and the relationship they formed as researchers was founded upon equal footing. In this respect, Adler was very different from Jung, who revered Freud as a father figure. Though psychology primarily tends to be associated with Freud and Jung, Adler is recognized throughout the rest of the world, along with Freud and Jung, as one of the three giants in this field.
I see. I should have studied it more.
I suppose it's only natural you haven't heard of Adler. As he himself said, there might come a time when one will not remember my name. People might even have forgotten that our school ever existed. Then he went on to say that it didn't matter, the implication being that if his school were forgotten, it would be because his ideas had outgrown the bounds of a single area of scholarship and become commonplace, and a feeling shared by everyone. For example, Dale Carnegie, who wrote the international bestsellers How to Win Friends and Influence People and How to Stop Worrying and Start Living, referred to Adler as a great psychologist who devoted his life to researching humans and their latent abilities.